There's our school bell. Let's go get our school book. And you know what that is? For the Warren County Radio Bible School, your school book is the Bible. And I want you to turn to the 67th Psalm. We've been looking at the missionary message of the Psalms and how the Psalms anticipated that the goodness of God would be extended to all peoples and all nations. And it was not just something for the Jews, which is quite remarkable to find that so prevalent in the book of Psalms, because the Jewish nation was somewhat of an exclusive people, the people of Israel, and that by design. God even gave them a law so that by following that law and keeping certain precepts of the worship at the temple and the keeping of the Sabbath and such things as that, it would keep this nation separate from all the other nations of the world. But that was only for the time. This was that tool, that people that God would use to bring Christ into this earth so that that promise made to Abraham would be fulfilled, that all the nations of the earth would be blessed. And we are now blessed among all the nations of the earth, and we among all peoples, when we hear, believe, and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. And part of the Psalms, one of the Psalms that leads us through this, is the 67th Psalm. And we've been looking at this. I'm going to go ahead and read part of the 67th Psalm, at least down to the fourth verse, and then we'll continue our study in just a moment. So open your Bible, turn to the 67th Psalm, and while you're doing so, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. And we have been meeting in that location for over 100 years. It started off under a brush arbor, and then there was a little wooden building built, and now for about 50 years there is a brick building that stands there, and it is a comfortable place to gather and a wonderful place to gather with others that love God and to worship Him as He directs us to do so in the New Testament. And so all are welcome to all of our assemblies, and I hope you'll come by sometime and see how simple New Testament Christianity works in practice. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're allowing ourselves to be led in this beautiful study of the Psalm by a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of November 11th, 1923. That is for the Sunday schools of that day. So it's an old, old lesson, but it contains the old, old truth, and the truth remains the same. And so let's look at this 67th Psalm. Let me read the first four verses. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause His face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy salvation among all nations. Let the peoples, now that's plural, let the peoples praise thee, O God. Let all the peoples praise thee. O, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou wilt judge the peoples with equity and govern the nations upon the earth, Selah. Now, I am reading from the American Standard Version. And there's a footnote here in this version where it talks about the word to govern, where it says that I will and God will govern the nations upon the earth. And the footnote there says He will lead the nations upon the earth. It has always been God's intent to lead all the peoples of all the nations of all of the earth to Him through the gospel. And we are to come together as one people in this world to sing praises unto God. And Christians are now called to sing those praises. We read in the New Testament, in James chapter 5 and verse 13, "Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing praise." In 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 15, "What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, I'll pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, I will sing with the understanding also." Ephesians 5 and 19, "Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord." And Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart unto God." We are told in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18 that in everything we are to give thanks. And we are not to just feel thankful, but we are to speak God's praise and offer up a sacrifice of praise to God continually. Here it is, Hebrews 13 and verse 15. "That is the fruit of our lips, which make confession to His name." This echoes the words of the old prophet Hosea, when he said in Hosea chapter 14 and verse 2, "Take with you words, and return unto Jehovah, and say unto Him, take away all iniquity, and accept that which is good, so will we render as bullocks the offering of our lips." Now that's not the offering of our fingers. A lot of people think they're going to praise God by their fingers, by banging around on a keyboard or strumming some strings. It's not just the offering of our breath as it goes through some whistle or some tuba that'll honk and beep and blurp out toward God. But it is to be these words that we speak, that God hears words of intelligence, and we sing with understanding. And those words coming forth from our lips go to Him as a sacrifice unto God. And we pray it comes before Him as a sweet-smelling savor, and that God is the one that is pleased with our worship. For it's more important to please God in worship, isn't it, than it is to please man. Now let's continue with this study in Psalm 67 and verse 5. "Let the peoples praise Thee, O God. Let all the peoples praise Thee." God is not some dumb idol. The emphasis is on Thee. God is the bountiful giver of all good, the Savior of all men, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. "And for all His mercy and grace and truth and righteousness and love and salvation, the nations are repeatedly called upon to praise Him." We read in Psalm 67 and verse 6, "The earth hath yielded its increase. God, even our own God, will bless us." God is the author of all of this. And see, that which God does in order that the earth may yield its increase. Let me read to you at this time from the 67th Psalm, the 65th Psalm, and see the goodness of God as it's revealed to us in this Psalm. There's an inscription for the chief musician, a Psalm, a Song of David, 65 and verse 1. "Praise waiteth for Thee, O God, in Zion, and unto Thee shall the vow be performed. O Thou that heardest prayer, unto Thee shall all flesh come, iniquities prevailed against me. As for our transgressions, thou wilt forgive them. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, thy holy temple. By terrible things thou wilt answer us in righteousness, O God of our salvation. Thou art the God of the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, who by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded about with might, who stilleth the roaring of the seas, the roaring of the waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evenings to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly increaseth it. The river of God is full of water. Thou providest them grain when thou hast so prepared the earth. Thou waterest its furrows abundantly. Thou settest the ridges thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the singing thereof and the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the hills are girded with joy. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys are covered over with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. How can we not praise God? And let the peoples praise God for all that God has done for us. He sends the sunshine and rain upon the earth, upon the good and the bad. Paul declares that God left not himself without witness to the heathen world, and that he did good and gave the heathens from heaven rains and fruitful seasons, filling their hearts with food and gladness. Acts chapter 14 and verse 17. The earth itself, with all domestic animals, has become more fruitful and more beautiful and a happier abode for man under the influence of Christianity. For Christianity teaches us to be stewards of the blessings that God has given us, and that includes all our natural resources, our waters, and our soils, and all our plants. And so God has been gracious to us, and we show our grace back toward God and our thanksgiving for his grace by being good stewards of all that he has given. We read in the 67th Psalm and verse 7, God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, as God would continue to bless the faithful Jews. All the ends of the earth would see it and fear him. God continues to bless his people today and is good to all. The gospel has gone far and wide, and through it God is feared. Oh, that men would praise Jehovah for his loving kindness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 107 and verse 8. And now we've come to the end of this little Sunday school lesson. But at the very end is this little rhyme that is not attributed to any particular author. But listen to these words. To the sunny soul that is full of hope, and whose beautiful trust never faileth, the grass is green and the flowers are bright, though the wintry storm prevaileth. Isn't that nice? I turn the page in my Sunday school book, and I see that the next Sunday school lesson, that is the lesson for the Sunday schools of November 18th, 1923, is about our Lord Jesus as a missionary. The golden text is, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 13:16. Come to the next class and we'll study this lesson.